Every single time Troy tells this story, I start crying.
So people always come up to me and say, hey, what was your toughest negotiation? I'm getting ready to tell you. We talk about not necessarily liking the person. You ask about common ground. This one you're going to find out I didn't have any common ground. You had to become a trusted advisor. We talk about tactical empathy. Recognizing, you have to recognize the other person's perspective. But it's not just good enough to recognize it, you have to demonstrate it. Once you can demonstrate it, you're going to start to build that relationship. You're going to build that rapport with them. You're going to become that trusted advisor. It's no different in your world. How do you get people to let you list the house? How do you get the sale? You have to get to know the person. It can't be about you. It has to be about them. So I'm going to tell you what happened. My wife and I had just bought a house. Lo and behold, we packed up. We're moving to the house. No sooner do we pull in the driveway, U-Haul full of stuff. For those of you who are young and don't know what a pager is, it looks something like this, but you have to call the number. So my pager went off. It said 911. That meant that we had to turn on our police radios. I turn on my police radio, and the first thing I hear coming out on the radio is an old man is holding a little girl hostage at gunpoint. Now, Steve has been talking about mindset. My mindset was, how dare he? Who would do that to a little kid? He's a punk. All he had to do was call the police department. It's in any number of us who would take his life. But he wanted to mess with somebody that can't defend themselves. And I became very angry. Well, I told my wife, baby, I got to go. We used to have a ready bag. She's getting upset because now who's going to help unpack the house? She's pissed. She's telling me this always happens. So now I'm mad. I'm driving over to the scene, and all the while I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hoping the SWAT team blow his brains out. I didn't say killing. I said blow his brains out. That's how angry I became. And as soon as I got to the scene, the sergeant says, Troy, you're going to be the negotiator. And I said, great, because if I get a chance, I'm going to blow his brains out. I said, I'm going to blow his fucking brains out is what I said. And the sergeant goes, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What's going on with you? I said, what do you mean, Sarge? He said, what is your job? I said, to save lives. He said, everybody's life. He said, so what's going on with you? And he made me sit down and spend 10 minutes talking to him about everything that was going on in my world. I had to dump my bucket first before I could become a negotiator and I could listen to the other side. 75 to 80% of the conversation is about who? The other side. I couldn't do that because half of my brain was offline because I was thinking about what was going on in my world. Having to leave when we're trying to move into a house, my wife's getting angry at me, this guy's holding this little girl at gunpoint. And then he said something. After I got ready, I was ready, he said, Troy, you're going to have to go face-to-face because he won't take a phone. Normally, as negotiators, we talk on the phone. We don't have to see them. So I walk outside. The SWAT team have their guns pointed at this old man. The community's out there because they're afraid to move him because he's hugging this little girl. And he's sitting in the chair on the picnic table in front of his house, and he's doing like this, rocking back and forth with his eyes closed. The little girl sitting on his lap, he has the gun to the back of her head. She don't even know. And he's rocking back and forth, just rocking. I said, sir, how did we get here today? He won't even look at me. He's just rocking, holding this little girl, holding this little girl. We talked about the guy at 7-Eleven. He listened with his eyes. I had to listen with my eyes because what I was seeing didn't match what I heard on the radio coming over here. So I'm looking and I'm like, man, this little girl's not even scared. She's not even worried. She's not even concerned. And I said, sir, I don't understand. And he said, that's right, you don't understand. And I have a piece in my ear and everybody's trying to tell me what to say because they can hear it. We work as a team. So people are saying, Troy, tell them this, Troy, tell them that. But they're not watching and seeing what I'm seeing. I had to use dynamic silence. I gave him a second. And then he started talking. He said, my daughter's a heroin addict. And every time she needs a fix, she'll do whatever it takes to get it. She prostitutes herself. She'll do anything anybody asks of her. It's too late for her. There's nothing I can do for her. Now she has a boyfriend who's just been treating my daughter like shit. But he did something unimaginable. He sexually molested my granddaughter. And I promised her I would never let that happen again. I said, sir, I could tell you love your granddaughter with all your heart. You're her superhero. You're her protector. You're her provider. There's nothing you wouldn't do for her. She's the most valuable person in the world to you. He says, oh, and by the way, this guy has a warrant for his arrest and you dumbasses can't even catch him. In that moment, I said, hold on, sir. I turned on my radio. I went to the dispatcher. I said, open every radio in this city. I told every officer, stop what you're doing. I said, I'm in the middle of a hostage situation. This guy has a warrant for his arrest for sexually assaulting this little girl. I need y'all to find him. That's about 800 police officers hearing that. I come back to the channel, and I told him, I said, sir, I know your love is unconditional for this little girl, but I still don't understand how we got here today. And the whole time he's just sitting there, rocking with his eyes closed, hugging this little girl, not even looking at me, looking straight ahead. And then he finally said it. I just came back from the doctor's office. And they told me I have stage 4 cancer. And I have about a week to live. And I promised my granddaughter I would never let nothing happen to her. The only way I can keep my word is to take her with me. I want y'all to think about that. That's sad, right? But it shows what kind of person he is. He loved that little girl so much that he had to protect her. And the only way he knew how was to take her with him. And at that point, I told you, everybody had been in my ear, Troy, say this, say that. As soon as he said that to me, I could feel every eye on me. I'm waiting for somebody, one of the negotiators, to tell me something to say, and you can hear a pin drop. I look over, the SWAT guys are staring at me, the community staring at me, this guy's still rocking, hugging this little girl. And I hit him with a calibrated question. How do we fix it? He didn't say anything. And I said to him, I said, how bad of a position would I put you in to let me take over that responsibility? That's the first time that guy looked at me. He turned to me. He said, don't say it if you don't mean it. I said, sir, I 100% mean it. That man took that gun, set it on that picnic table, got up, walked over, and placed his granddaughter in my arms and said, now she's your responsibility. I turned and looked at the officers. I said, y'all need to arrest him. He committed a crime. Nobody wanted to put handcuffs on him. They took him down to the judge. The judge says, I'm not putting that man in jail. Take him back home. When he left, I had to give the granddaughter to his wife and say, look, I'll be back tomorrow because I have to figure out what I'm going to do next, but trust me, I'm going to keep my word. The next morning, I got up and I went over there. We had an officer sit outside of the house overnight. I went over there, I knocked on the door, and the man was there. And as soon as he opened the door, he hugged me. He grabbed me so tight. He said, "Officer Smith, I love you." He said, "You understood that I was giving you my most valuable possession." He was telling me I was a trusted advisor. And he said, "But I'm going to relieve you of your responsibility." He says, "I have another daughter, and her husband's in the military, and they found out, and they're on their way here. I know you were a man of your word. You understood my values. You let me see your values just by the way you were with me." He goes, "But I'm going to relieve you of your responsibility because my daughter is going to adopt this little girl, and I would rather her be with family. But thank you, and I love you." The other thing that happened the day before I forgot to tell you was, as soon as he gave me the little girl, in my ear, one of the officers said, "Troy, we caught him." And I said, "Sir, they caught him." He said, "You don't have to lie to me now, and I gave you my granddaughter." I unplugged the earpiece. I said, "Say it again." He says, "Troy, we caught her." He knew that everything I told him was the truth. He knew how much I respected him. He understood my values. I understood his values. And ultimately, a week later, he did die. And your world is no different. When you're talking to these people and they got those emotions and they're thinking about this house, and just like the lady said, it's crumbling, it's falling apart. You're concerned about that. You're not concerned about her. Be concerned about her. Seems like, man, you've had so many great memories in this house. Let her tell you, yeah, and let her show you, because then she's going to start showing you the little things. Oh, this is where we used to mark when they started getting older. Oh, this is where she fell and bumped her head, and I thought this was the worst day of my life. Guess what? People are 6 times more likely to do business with people they like. Become likable. Don't make it about you. Find out the why behind her behavior. What is the emotion about? What's going on in her world? Then you'll walk out. You won't have to ask if you have the listing. She's going to tell you, "You got the listing." You're not guessing anymore because you become likable. Throughout the day, we're going to talk about different things. We're going to talk about the right mindset. That's one of the classes we're going to talk about later. Ladies and gentlemen, put the effort in. Treat everybody with respect. Show them that you can be trusted, and you'll be amazed at what will come from it. Thank you.